Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
There they go.
There they are. I'll be honest, I forgot today was Friday until they both stood up.
Dude, me too.
I was like, why are you standing? I've never been happier to see them stand.
Me too. Karen's like raising the roof. I'm excited.
I would stand with you guys, but I jacked my back yesterday.
No, what'd you do?
I was pressure washing, and I had to get like in a low spot, and I had to like, kind of like do this weird body twist, and I was doing it for too long, and then I stood back up.
Oh, like,
that's all right.
You know what helps that? Yoga.
Yoga?
Come do some yoga
all
with
right.
me, Steve.
Show me how to downward dog.
Oh, I will.
Wow. Okay, Grandpa.
let's get to Hunter from Puyallup. Hunter, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Hunter has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
What band had the 70s hit song Dream On?
Aerosmith.
Correct. How do you say good morning in Spanish?
Buenos dias.
Yes. How many Oscar nominations is Wicked nominated for?
Woof. 3?
No.
4?
No.
2?
No. Bounce berries are better known as what kind of berry?
Bounce berries, you said?
Yes.
Boysenberries?
No.
Cranberries?
Yes. Who played the title character in the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond?
Pass.
What color belt follows the yellow belt in judo?
The red belt.
No.
The black belt?
No.
The blue belt?
No. Which city is 101 Dalmatians set in?
London?
Yes. What fast food restaurant can you get a Dave's single burger?
Carl's Jr.?
No.
Wendy's?
Yes.
Right.
Hunter, you got 5 correct.
Okay.
It felt like more.
It did. I feel like this one's actually going to be pretty close.
Yeah.
But Steve is so good at guessing.
But his back is tweaked. He didn't even know it was Friday. He's falling apart.
That's true. You know what? That's true. That is very
true.
I'm
off my rocker.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What band had the 70s hit song Dream On?
Oh, Aerosmith.
You know it. How do you say good morning in Spanish?
Oh, crap. Buenos morning.
No.
I'll come back down and pass.
How many Oscar nominations is Wicked nominated for?
9.
No.
6.
No.
7.
That's nice, but no. Bounce berries are better known as what kind of berry?
Blueberries?
No.
Strawberries?
No.
Blackberries?
No. Who played the title character in the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond?
Ray Romano.
Yes. What color belt follows the yellow belt in judo?
Green.
No.
Blue.
No.
Ooh. Purple?
No. Which city is 101 Dalmatians set in?
Paris?
No.
New York?
No.
Tukwila?
No. What fast food restaurant can you get a Dave's single burger?
Wendy's.
Correct. What do you call a female turkey?
A turkette.
No.
A Joey.
No.
A Sarah.
Aw, no.
Oy.
Wow.
Buenos dias.
Yes, but it is too late. It's about time,
I needed that out of my system because it bothered me for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and it clearly we can tell because you got 3 correct, which is a loss, 5-3. Hunter, let's freaking go. Yeah.
Hunting for Migsies.
I love that's Hunter's response.
Gotcha. I thought it was going to be close, but I thought you would have eventually won.
I blame that. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Does anyone know how many Oscar nominations Wicked has?
5.
Double that.
10?
10 nominations. Hunter did know that bounce berries are known as cranberries.
Eventually I would have got to that.
Eventually.
I was naming every berry.
You were. Taryn, what color belt follows the yellow belt in judo?
I don't know. Is it red?
It's orange.
Orange.
And what do you call a female turkey? Taryn.
A male is a tom. What's a...
Tina.
Hen.
Oh, really? Just a hen?
Yes, just a hen. Oh my gosh, we're all stupid. Congrats on losing,
no idea.
Steve.
Danny's yelling in the background. It sounds like he's like he knows for sure. Oh, it's Tina.
Tina.
No. Sure isn't. But you some... Wait, no, you lost. Happy Friday.
We have this new feature on the Odyssey app, and it makes it very easy for you to leave us a voice message. We've been getting messages on there nearly every day, Steve Miggs, and some have been very interesting.
Very, extremely interesting. One person has a voice message about a parade.
Okay.
But the other one has a very strange scenario that involves being on the toilet.
Well, we will have to slide into our VMs after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Miggs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You, too, are invited to leave us a voice message anytime you'd like. Just download the Odyssey app, and you can do it right there, Steve.
Yes, you can, and we have a bunch of great voice messages. One might be one of the more interesting questions we've ever received, and it involves sitting on a toilet, but I promise you, it's nothing dirty.
Okay.
But before we get to that, we need to talk parades.
Oh, geez.
Because we have a voice message about that.
I think this is working. Hey, guys. Yeah, if you do that parade thing... I would totally go. Rock on.
Now that's the kind of enthusiasm we need.
If that doesn't make me want to throw a parade, I don't know what will.
I think this is working.
Yes, it is working. Are you working? Maybe he was distracted because he was doing something at the time.
Oh, boy. Just parade talk is all the rage right now.
Okay, so yesterday we got a text message from somebody saying you guys should throw a parade because you seem to be so obsessed with the world's smallest parade that happens in Hot Springs,
Arkansas.
98 feet long. But they've turned it into like this epic event where it's not so much about the parade, it's just about a big gathering. They said, what they
30,000
people. 30,000 people show up. Bands like Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray have played it. And then all these different like Grand Marshals.
I'm in for a parade, a silly parade.
So if we threw a parade, this guy will go.
Yes, we have at least one. How many people do you need to constitute a parade? If there's 5 of us, is that 4 in this room and then that guy?
I believe at least 7. So we need 2 or 3 more enthusiastic people like this guy.
Hey, guys, yeah, if you do that parade thing, I would totally go.
I mean, he's totally going to come.
I wonder if he's going to throw candy at us.
No, I mean, we don't even know if he's on the south end or the north end. Like, where do we do it? I don't think we do it in Mercer Island.
Not a chance.
No.
My island is lovely. Thank you.
The expectations would be way too high if we threw a parade in Mercer Island.
Yeah, that is true.
West Seattle seems a little crazy.
Yeah.
So then it's either Puyallup or Stanwood.
I mean, Stanwood does
love a parade.
We could
do it at your house.
Oh, perfect. We'll just parade down my neighborhood.
Well, you got acres.
Yeah.
How many acres you have in this farm?
5 1/4.
5 1/4. So that's longer than the world's shortest parade.
That is.
We could do a short parade in your house.
In my yard.
Brad won't even know.
No. I'd be totally in for a Stanwood parade.
Well, I mean, this guy's at it right here.
Free thing. I would totally go.
I mean, he would totally go.
All right, I'm in.
If this guy's going to go, I want to go. All right, here we have another voice message. This one is about the toilet. Are you ready?
I think so.
So, I was curious, you guys.
I like that there's a long pause.
It's a lot of drama building up.
Do you think he's just trying to figure out a way to say this without like it being weird?
Yes.
Okay.
What do dogs think, or cats think, or any animal, I should say, while you're sitting on the toilet and they want to come, you know, talk to you or bug you, what the hell do they think they are or that we are doing? And it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Well, I know my dog shows up with a biodegradable bag for me, just like I do for her. Isn't that what your dog
does? Love, support, balance. I love
it. It's a well-trained dog.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I've never really thought about what my dog is thinking when I'm using the bathroom.
Well, you're probably like most women. You probably only take like 5 seconds to use the bathroom. I think this is a guy question, to be honest with you. Because I know this is like the conversation. I'm sure George is guilty of it too. I'm sure Danny as well.
Like, you make a career out of it.
Well, I mean, that's just a chance to just kind of decompress. So you're sitting there for a little bit, and then the dog shows up, and I'm always like, yeah, the dog will just kind of pop its head in. I'm like, what do you want? What do you want? Like, I don't want to play right now.
Is your dog's just checking if you need her.
Yes.
For emotional support while you're...
I wonder that. I don't wonder that about the one on the toilet, but there are times where I'm like just sitting on the couch. I'm like, what is going on in that dog's mind right now?
Yeah.
And I know it's like scientists will always like, I always hate those studies where it's just like, your dog doesn't like hugging as much as you think it does. I'm like, how do you know that for sure?
My dog loves hugging more than I think it does, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We saw the thrill is here early. What the hell is that guy doing?
He's a hard worker.
He is. He puts in the long hours, but he might be the only person here at the station who's going to watch the Oscars this weekend. We're pretty sure. And why is that? We're going to chat with Thrill from the men's room at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 97th Academy Awards is coming up this Sunday, and Conan O'Brien is set to be the host for the very first time.
I don't know any of the movies that are at the Oscars.
I also know none of the movies that are going to the Oscars, and we ran into Thrill.
Hi, in you're our here place early. Of work. I know. Hey, man, it's what I do.
It's what you do.
It's what I do.
Are you much of a movie buff? Do you know the Oscars this year? Who's nominated?
No, I mean, sort of, right? So my wife watches any award show that's on, and we sat through the SAG Awards, I guess it was last week or something.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, look, it's my wife. We're going to watch it.
Is that what happens?
No.
Okay.
You know what? She might, but I won't.
You don't.
That I absolutely cannot sit through. So I guess a lot of people at the SAG Awards are also like front runners for the Oscars, but other than the Timothée Chalamet, the Bob Dylan flick, I was kind of unfamiliar with everything going on, right? So these people are winning awards for movies, and I'm like, I've never heard of this.
And who, which is the actress that's finally being considered for?
That's Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, yeah.
Demi Moore, yeah. So she's had like a 40-year career, and you know, she's like, hey, man, I've just never been recognized. I'm like, well, you make bad movies. She's not a bad actress, but you're in garbage movies, man. So I know she's in some movie this year. I have not seen it, but it's supposed to be good.
The garbage movies are the movies that I watch.
So. Right. I mean, look,
I'm
like
a fan
her
of a dumb action film or just a dumb comedy.
They ain't winning an Oscar, man.
I think they said that those are called popcorn flicks.
Yeah, it's the ones where you go to the movie and you're happy to see it.
Yes.
So it sounds like, Thrill, you and I are going to be the perfect people to play along with a little game that Steve Miggs has come up for us.
Yes. All right.
Is this Oscar music?
I don't know. It's Hooray for Hollywood. It's close enough.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Yeah, so we're going to play a game, and it's just going to be called Oscar or a Notsker.
Notsker. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read a short, vague synopsis of a film, and you'll say Oscar if you think it's a real Oscar-nominated film for 2025, or you'll say Notsker if you think it's the premise to, well, an adult film.
Oh.
Okay.
Because as I'm going through all these movies, I'm like, what are the synopsis of some of these, like, you know, Oscar films? And they're, I'm like, this sounds like a porno.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay, we'll give you one for example. Here, we'll start with a sculptor takes on a young apprentice. But as their artistic collaboration intensifies, so does their obsession with perfection and each other. Oscar or Notsker?
God, that is tough, man. Because sadly, as you're saying the synopsis, I'm picturing a porn, no matter what. Does it almost feel bad? I'm going to say an Oscar?
You are correct.
What is the movie?
Marble and Flesh.
Which also sounds for an Oscar.
That sounds like a porno.
The name, yeah, that's absolute porn.
All right, let's try this one, you guys.
Okay.
An ambitious journalist goes on goes undercover at a luxury wellness retreat, only to discover that the program's mysterious methods push far beyond relaxation and into a world of primal indulgence. Oscar or Notsker? What do you guys think?
I'm going to go with Notsker.
That's what I'm thinking. Notsker.
You are correct.
All right.
The movie is called Deep Tissue.
That's so great.
All right, next one. Oscar or Notsker? Celebrating the Oscars this weekend. A chance encounter at a high-profile gala. A billionaire tech mogul and an enigmatic woman begin a dangerous game of deception, seduction, and betrayal that can cost them everything.
I'm leaning Notsker only because that plot sounds so stupid that if it is up for an Oscar, that's sad.
So I'm going to go up against you then. I'm going to say Oscar.
You're saying Oscar?
Taryn, you would be correct.
What?
It's a movie called The Velvet Code.
also sounds a little adult.
It sounds very adult.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at these synopsis of all these films. And I'm like, they're raunchy sounding. I kind of want to watch them.
That's up for an Oscar.
Right.
I've never heard of this.
I never heard of, what was the other one? Marble and Flesh. I've heard of Deep Tissue, but let's not go down that road. All right, here's another one. When a group of political activists infiltrate a high society masquerade ball to expose corruption, they find themselves entangled in a night of passion, danger, and moral reckoning. Oscar or Notsker?
I'm going to say Oscar.
I'm going to go against Thrill and say Notsker.
Well, Thrill, you are correct.
Oh!
I'll tell you the key on that was moral reckoning. There is no way you describe a porn and use the term moral reckoning to explain it.
My key, the term was political activist.
Right.
Something sexy about that.
Yeah, well, I guess, well, you're nailing Palin. I guess that was kind of a...
It is with a Bobert. Yeah, I mean, she's down for some, you know.
And the movie is called The Masquerade Affair.
Again, I've not heard of this, and it's nominated for an Oscar.
Right, the most prestigious award in all of Hollywood.
Be cool if we heard of the movies.
All right, should we do another one?
Yeah!
All right, this is fun. A group of strangers stranded at a remote cabin during a storm find that the only way to stay warm is with each other. Oscar or Notsker?
That's gotta be a Notsker, right?
Gotta be.
You are correct.
All right.
The film, Snowed In, Turned On.
Oh! Oh wow. Yeah!
All right, one more.
Okay.
Oscar or Notsker? Is it an Oscar-nominated film or an adult film? A famous opera singer loses her voice and retreats to a secluded island where a mysterious fisherman helps her rediscover music and love in unexpected ways. Oscar or Notsker?
It sounds like a porn, but I'm going to say Oscar.
I kind of agree with you, Thrill. That sounds very legit.
Yeah.
Feels weird saying this, but you guys nailed it.
All right.
It is an Oscar. Echoes of Silence.
Ooh. Again, I have not heard of this movie.
I've heard of none of these films.
I might just watch the Oscars to see what in the hell was released last year.
And now you can look at your wife and be like, oh, yeah, I totally know the premise of this film.
Oh, that's about the fisherman that helps the opera singer.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Yeah, you know, they found love in unexpected ways. How are you so ignorant?
Thrill from the men's room. Thank you so much for joining us for some Oscar or Notsker this morning.
You got it, man. I need to watch some movies.
You'll be the one, I think the only one in this room that's watching it. There's no chance I'm watching this on Sunday. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's pretty impressive. He's a great competitor.
He's the best.
He is the best. Now, how about you, Rockaholics? If you want to help us celebrate the Oscars by also playing Oscar or Notsker, 206-803-ROCK. Call in now to play 206-803-ROCK, and we will play that game after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
The 97th Academy Awards will be taking place this Sunday, Rockaholics, and we do not know much about movies in this room.
No, we are clueless.
And if you just missed it, Thrill clearly doesn't really know that much about movies either.
A little bit more than us, though.
But now it's your turn. We want to play Oscar or Notsker.
We're going to read a short, vague synopsis of a film, and you have to guess whether or not it's an Oscar or a Notsker. Oscar if it's an Oscar-nominated film in 2025, and Notsker, well, it's probably been nominated for something, but usually at the AVN variety. So these are adult films. Because we've realized that a lot of these descriptions of these movies that are up for Oscars sounds kind of sultry.
They sure do.
All right.
So let's meet our Rockaholic film buff. It is Eric from Kenmore. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
All right, Eric. Are you ready for the first film?
I'm ready.
Okay. A group of powerful men locked in a secret chamber, making the ultimate decision. But the tension inside isn't just political. When secrets and desires bubble to the surface, will they be able to resist temptation? Or will they break all the rules? Oscar or Notsker?
Oh, man, this has to be a Notsker.
You would be wrong. It's actually a film called Conclave.
What?
All right, we ready for our next one?
Yes.
All right, how about this one, Eric? Beneath the flickering candlelight and whispered confessions, a skilled masseuse becomes a vessel for her client's deepest desires. This intoxicating character study transforms a simple touch into an exploration of human connection. Oscar or Notsker?
It has to be an Oscar. There's no way that that was nominated.
You are absolutely correct. Sadly, it's a movie I've seen, and it's called The Masseuse.
Good work, Eric.
10 out of 10, recommend.
We also have Jaime from Atlanta who would like to play the game, Steve Miggs.
All right, Jaime, how you doing?
I'm doing great. This game is awesome.
Okay, let's see how well you do at it. A neon-drenched fever dream of the 1980s, this punk-infused spectacle takes cinema into a surreal avant-garde territory. With a pulsing synth soundtrack and a rebellious spirit, it captures the raw energy of a generation that lived fast and loved even faster. Oscar or Notsker?
Oh, my God. You know, I would love for that to be a Notsker, but with all those big words, it's got to be an Oscar.
You should have went with your original feeling, because it is Notsker. It's a film called New Wave Hookers.
Oh!
1985 classic. You want to do one more with Jaime?
Let's do one more with Jaime.
One more, Jaime. Are you ready?
All right.
He was a man of mystery, a drifter with a guitar, and a voice that can make anyone melt. But when a fiery reporter gets up close and personal, she discovers the legend has a lot more to offer than just music. Oscar or Notsker?
Well, I know that one's an Oscar because it sounds like the Bob Dylan.
That's because it is.
Nice work, Jaime.
And that movie's called A Complete Unknown.
Yes, it is.
Fun fact, Bob Dylan, before he was a musician, adult film star.
Okay.
Not really.
Spreading lies. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? His current record is 61 wins, 29 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.